All right, welcome to Lecture 12, everybody, in this American History program of History at Our House for the elementary class. Today's lecture is entitled Building a Tower of Knowledge. So let's see what that is all about, right? We have so far studied the following material here. Let me share my desktop with you immediately and take you back to this timeline of material that we have studied with all these nice images and paintings and stuff like that. We've looked at all these different events, and I call these particular events, only seven of them chosen from all of history, I call these particular events the anger facts of history. And I have placed on the class webpage for everyone. Let me go now to that momentarily, just to show you. I placed on the class webpage some resources relating to that. So if you go to today's material, you'll see a promise that class notes are coming very, very shortly today. But you will also see this timeline there as what's called a PDF, so you can print it out. And I very much recommend that everybody have a printed version of this. And then also you'll see another PDF, which I will explain very shortly here, that has to do with helping you to know and to remember these facts. So we're going to talk about that today. Now, what we have done so far, if we look at this information that we have displayed on this sheet of paper, is we've collected a number of facts, okay? And over the course of the year, we are going to learn many, many more facts. Now, the challenge as we collect more and more of these facts is, what are they going to add up to? What are they going to mean for us to know all of these facts? Now, this is a really interesting and difficult question. When people think that history is the study of the past, then usually they think that history amounts to just collecting a bunch of facts about the past. And they collect more and more and more of them. And if you meet historians out there in the world today, usually, what they are is people that know, that have collected a huge number of facts, and they have giant desk drawers full of them in their minds with lots and lots of facts. But what's strange about that is they don't seem to know anything more about the world that we live in than anybody else. So they have just a bunch of facts about the past, and it doesn't seem to add up to anything. What we are interested in doing is taking these facts about the past and making them add up to something. We're not interested in just having a bunch of knowledge about something that happened a long, long, stuff that happened a long, long time ago. We're interested in knowing this place over here, the world that we live in, and how these things are connected to us. These things are connected to us, and the challenge is how to connect them. It's not easy to do. It's really not easy to do. And so, but the connection between the facts and us is the most important thing. And I'm going to show you an example of what I mean through a metaphor here. But Rosetta already has perhaps a question or thought that she'd like to share with us. Let me just get my, that was just a mistake. Okay, fine. So let me explain to you what I mean by the importance of connections by showing you something that you guys will all like, I hope. And so here it is. And I was telling Patrick earlier today, I said, you know what we're going to do in class today, Patrick? We're going to play with Lego. And he said, oh, Dad, why are you always joking? He's thinking, my dad is such a goofball. He never stops joking. And I said, I promise you, we are going to talk about Lego today. And here we are. So What is this that we are looking at? And what is it? It's pretty obvious, right? I guess nobody needs to answer that one. But what is it? It's a pile of Lego pieces. It's a pile of them. And somebody was saying they're unorganized, right? It's just all bunched up together. Now, the great thing about Lego pieces is they work in a certain way, right? If you connect them up together properly, guess what you can make? Check this out. What is this? This, I believe, is the world record Lego tower. And if you want to kind of see a little bit more closely about how big it is, here's another view of it. So here are these people working on a huge crane, and now you really get a sense of the scale of it, right? It's a Lego skyscraper tower. It's just made out of Lego blocks like you are using when you play at home. Now, how is that possible? How did such a tower get created? You guys know how to build Lego towers, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even if you're just thinking about your own Lego towers at home, kind of like this one. How does it get created? Jeremy?
Well, you have to keep putting piece on piece.
Keep on, yeah, but just piece on piece, one over the other, one over the other. Is that good enough? You have to do it in a certain way. Abby, what do you think?
You can connect them and make patterns with colors and shapes and sizes.
Okay, true enough. But you have to do it in a certain order. Can you just connect this piece to this piece to this piece to this piece, all one on top of the other, like Jeremy was saying? Patrick, what do you have to do?
I actually don't think I have.
Okay, that happens. Sometimes you raise your hand and you forget what to say. But in order to build a tower, what do you have to build first, Nemo?
The foundation.
The foundation or the base. Yeah. Right? The base. It's got to be stable. The base here, see, is stronger. Even on the Mega Lego Tower, the base is wider, and it gets smaller and smaller as you go up, right? But on our basic one, that's true, too, and that's an important thing to do. And the pieces have to connect not just to the one on top and to the one underneath, but what else makes a strong Lego Tower? Not just a connection to the piece on top and to the piece underneath. What makes a strong Lego tower? Who here has gone to those Lego building workshops? Who's worked with the Lego creator sets, right? What do you have to do with Lego pieces to make a proper tower? Nemo again?
You have to engineer them.
Well, engineer is a phrase. That's a complicated word. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a simpler expression. We already have the idea that you need to make a base. But is this just one block on top of another block? And then one block on top of another block, all separate? Another block on top of another block, all separate? Is that what it is? Is that going to be a good tower? Rosetta?
They have to be connected.
Yeah, but in what ways? Apart from one on top of the other. You need to go back and do a little Lego block building here and think about how that works. Henry, Wyatt?
This is Wyatt. You have to think about what the Legos will be able to hold and build them in a certain way. So it doesn't just, as soon as you get to the top, it gets really like shaky and easy.
Yeah, indeed. But if we zoom in on this somewhat, I think we might get a clue as to what we're looking at here. See how these pieces are not, I'm sorry, it's a little fuzzy. These pieces are not oriented the same way as these pieces. And these ones are not oriented the same way as these pieces. Why? Because there have to be connections side by side, as well as up and down. Otherwise, this vertical piece set is not going to be connected to this vertical set, is not going to be connected. So you're going to have a bunch of separate towers. Not one tower, you're going to have a bunch of separate columns. And of course, what's going to happen is what Wyatt said, that's going to be shaky and it's not going to stand up. All right, so the worst thing now, can anybody guess what my connection here is, my metaphor? I told Patrick that we're going to talk about Lego today. But we're talking about Lego because it helps us to understand something else. If we get back to history for a minute, what are these separate blocks over here? In history, what are they? Anthony?
So many facts.
Oh, thank you. So many historical facts. And if all Mr. Powell does is add one more fact, and then the next day he adds another one, and some of them are nice and red, and some of them are blue, and Mr. Powell, and some of them are rectangle facts, and some of them are square, you know, whatever, right? I'm just making this up a little bit here, but the point is, there are a bunch of different facts, and I just keep telling you more and more of them. In the end, what are you going to have? You're just going to have a pile in your brain. And what good is that? What can you do with this? What good is a pile? It's nothing. The whole point of having this is these are not separate pieces. We call them building blocks. Knowledge works the same way. Knowledge is made out of building blocks, not separate pieces in a pile. So now, if we have this information, I'm sorry, I'm just going to tab over there for a second. This one. If we have this information, what is this so far, this page that we have? What would you call this? Is it a pile or is it a tower? Which one is it? Patrick immediately said, no, it's not a pile. But what do you guys think? Is this a pile or a tower? Abby, what do you think?
I think it's a tower.
Why?
Because all the facts are connected and they're in an orderly manner and...
Okay, they are connected. They are connected how?
They are connected by when they happened.
Yeah, they are connected by when they happen. We have this line going through the middle, and every fact points to a spot on the line, and there's a date. Okay, so these facts are not just a pile right now. We've started to put them together. But it's not a tower yet. What did I say about a tower? How do we build a tower? If it's going to be really strong and really big and really impressive, what has to happen between the pieces? Do they just get connected along one line? Is that good enough? Connecting the pieces one way, one on top of the other, so to speak? What else do we need to do? Nemo, put your hand down unless you're answering that question. What do we need to do with the pieces? I know that this is going horizontally, so it might be a little confusing where it's not vertical, right? But it's the same idea, connected in one direction. What do we need to do? Nemo?
Well, it's like the top of the tower is the U.S., and you have to build up to the U.S., you can't have the United States.
Yes, true enough, but the question is, what do we have to do with these facts in order to make them into a tower of knowledge? Can we just pile them one on top of another? Is that enough? This is a timeline. Is that enough? Okay, I'll give you an example of what I mean by this. Anna says connect them, but not quite, Anna. Not quite. And I need you to use that super powerful word that I explained to you guys in a previous class. To connect this one means to see this is 3000 BC, this is 509 BC. This one came before that one. That's connected. What word do you think I mean, Patrick?
Interconnected?
Not inner. What's the word for between? You're on the right track, but you got it slightly off, Patrick. Abby?
Inter.
We need to take the Lego pieces and make connections between them. Okay. So this now is a difficult job. I will tell you that this job of taking the Lego pieces of knowledge of history and putting them together into an amazing tower like this one over here is possible, okay? But we have work to do before we can get there. We can't just easily do it. What we've done so far, part of the help that I've given you so far is I've done kind of like this. The timeline is kind of like this for Lego pieces. What have we done? We've taken the Lego pieces and somewhat organized them, right? We're kind of getting ready. We're organized, but we are not yet. What's the big word?
Interconnected.
We are not yet interconnected. We are organized, but we are not yet interconnected. If we get the timeline, well, we're starting to get something that looks like this, right? This piece goes with this piece, goes with this piece, goes with this piece, goes with this piece. Oh, now we have a set of connections. Then other facts go together, they become connected to other groups of facts, and other facts go together, and they become grouped with other sets of facts. And guess what? At the end, we have a whole thing. It's not just a pile, it's a combination of all of the pieces. So history knowledge has to be built the same way. The tricky part, though, is that history knowledge is pretty complicated. It's actually more complicated than Lego pieces. Because, for instance, if we were to look at any particular fact, let's use this one that we've been working on quite a bit right here. Is this just one piece? How many different bits do we have here? This fact right here. What are some of the pieces that make up any particular history fact? What are some of the pieces? Give me one piece of information that you always have to have in order to have a history fact. What's one piece of information? Henry Wyatt?
Menes Narmer.
That's a particular one. That's a particular one. But Menes Narmer is an example of something. Columbus would be another example. Jesus would be another example. What are they all examples of?
History.
Well, no, I'm saying the names of
characters.
Yeah, people, exactly. So whenever we are dealing with a history fact, it's one of our building blocks of knowledge, one of the questions we always need to be clear on is, who? Who was doing it? So we look over here, we say, who's doing this? Christopher Columbus. Okay, now what? Is that it? Are we done? Is that our building block? Christopher Columbus. Is that enough? Who? What else do we need? Other than who? Rosetta.
We need dates.
Okay, now that would be the answer to what question? The date is the answer to what question? No, I got you on the spot and you froze. Go ahead. Who knows? Maybe we'll wait on that one. What? We also need what, right? What did Christopher Columbus do? Okay? Christopher Columbus Discovers America. Okay, that's the what. That's the what happened. Okay? Now maybe we can get to Rosetta's question. What's the question that allows us to put it on the timeline, Anna?
When?
We need to know who did things. We need to know what they did. And we need to know when they did it. And sometimes when we've answered those things, we already know the answer to another question, which is always going to be also part of it, which is where, right? Because things happen in certain places. Okay. Now, there are other questions that we need to answer in order to start interconnecting them. And you will already kind of maybe be guessing, okay, what are those other questions I need to know about facts and history? And I think Abby was already listing some of them. There are a couple ones that are very important always in history, which is how. So that one's challenging. We're not quite ready to answer how about any of these things, because you have to really know something to know how it happened. And why? Why did this particular event happen instead of another? Why did it happen the way that it did? And so on. Why did this individual, Columbus, do what he did? And so on. Those are really great questions. They're hard to know. So when we study history, we definitely look for the answers to those questions. But there's another one. There's another one. In order to start connecting and making a tower. In order to start connecting and making a tower that reaches all the way, I think somebody said this earlier, a tower that reaches all the way here. There's a kind of question that we need to ask that allows us to get all the way here to where we are, so that these are not just facts about the past, these are facts about us. And that question is complicated, and I'm going to help you to think about it more and more each time. That question is, so what? Or to put it another way, who cares? Why does it matter? We can know a fact. But who cares that the Roman Empire fell? Who cares? So what? What does that have to do with us? It has to matter. Otherwise, there's really no point. Otherwise, it's just kind of a waste of time. So in order to study history, we have to be able to answer these questions about any of these things that we encounter. And we're going to start now. We're going to start training to become builders of a tower of knowledge for ourselves. And we have this set of sheets for all of the facts on our timeline. And like I said, if you go to the class webpage, you will see visual prompts for anchor fact memorization. Putting things in your memory so that you know them and can recall them. So this is very important. You need to have this either on your computer screen or print it out. And you need to be able to answer these questions, the first four for sure, for every single one. Who, what, when, where? So what? Who, what, when, where? Every single one of the images from our timeline, except for this map of the Roman Empire, kind of put that in there. You're going to have to be able to answer these questions. Okay? So you have work to do. Let's do this one because pretty much everybody knows this one. Okay? Let's practice it. Everybody's going to have to be able to know all seven of them, but let's get started with this one. Who? Patrick?
Christopher Columbus.
Christopher Columbus. Okay. What? Abby?
America.
Discovers America. When? Jeremy?
In 8,000-something.
Oh, my goodness. I'm not sure where you got that from, but Christopher Columbus is definitely a very specific date. Caleb?
1492.
Make that a complete statement, Caleb. 1492.
A.D.
A.D., thank you. Okay, where? All right, we already kind of said the where part. What's the basic where for Christopher Columbus? It's Abby?
America.
America. Okay, there we go. Who? Christopher Columbus. What? Discovers where America, when? 1492. Okay. So you can pretty easily do that for any of these particular facts, but we're going to work on them each and separately. But let me give you an example here of this one. So what? Does anybody know how we might answer that? How do we answer this question, so what? I'll put it to you this way. The way that you answer it is this. What is the connection between this event and the world we live in now? That's how you answer it. What is the connection? Connection. Remember, we're trying to build a tower. Everything has to be connected to everything else. So what is the connection between this moment and our world right now? Henry Wyatt.
This is why.
No, it's Henry.
This is Wyatt.
Okay, Henry and then, how about Henry and then Wyatt?
This is Henry. It causes their America to be discovered.
Well, we already have that. That's the what. So how's it connected to today?
Well, America wouldn't be here if Christopher Columbus had sailed across the earth.
Now, when you say America wouldn't be here, what do you mean, please? Because obviously the continent would still be here.
It might not have been discovered.
Well, yes, but that's still just the fact about the past. The discovery leads to what?
Well, it leads to the Second Republic. Rome had the First Republic.
Okay. And the name of that is?
The American Republic.
Okay, true enough. We call it the United States of America. Okay, there is a so what. Now, actually, so there's a good answer to so what. If there was no discovery of America by Europeans, there wouldn't be any United States of America. Wow, this country would not exist. Everything around you doesn't exist because of... So that's the so what. Now, the truth is, so what is an amazing kind of a question. There are many answers. There are many connections. So there's not just one answer. That's probably the best one, Henry. There would not be a United States of America if America hadn't been discovered by Europeans. That is the best answer to so what. You are right. Okay, but there are more, so don't stop there. If you want to think of more, you should definitely work on others. That's fine. Caleb, did you want to say something about that?
Sorry, I lowered my hand.
Okay, somehow you didn't. All right, Abby, what about you?
It wouldn't have been civilized or colonized.
Okay, but now colonized is a part of the story of how we get to the United States of America. That's true. Okay, but we have to get further than that, Abby. Colonized just means, we can get from Columbus to Jamestown, or you might know about that, or the Pilgrims. But that doesn't get us to us. That doesn't get the tower all the way to the top. To you and to me and to everybody else here. Okay, so we have to watch out. Colonization's not enough. We have to kind of jump a little bit further and say, there's no United States of America without the discovery of America by Europeans. Okay, there's a good example of so what. All right, so we've done one of these. Now you have six more to work on. Now, your homework is to answer absolutely the first four questions for every one of these. Who, what, when, where? Who, what, when, where? Okay? Now, like I said, I promise you that all the class notes will be there later today. So you don't have to have it all done by tomorrow. But you must answer the first four questions for every single one of these. You have a handout for all seven facts. Who? Then is Narmer. What? Then so on. When? 3000 BC. So on. Okay? Like I said, it's not due strictly tomorrow. Your homework is to get started on it. We will work on it together in class. And especially, because I think you will need some help, we will work together on this question, the so what part. Because so what is not easy to know, especially if something happened 5,000 years ago. Okay? So that is going to be it for now. You do have this, and you can print it off, and you can get it ready, and you can try to answer as many of the questions as you can for now with the notes that you have. And Abby's really worried about when it's due. There's no such thing as a due date for this, Abby. The answer is get started and start working on it and don't stop. The answer is every day in class we will talk about this. The answer is every day, because together we're going to build a tower. And it takes time to build a tower. It takes time. We've got to put these pieces together. We've got to look at each piece carefully. We have to see what size piece this is and where it goes in our tower. And then gradually we put them all together. Okay? So don't worry about it being due tomorrow or the day after. That's not what it's for. Okay? It's just in order to start building the tower together. Okay, that's it for today. Like I said, it's on the class webpage. You can print it off. Start answering the questions. Any question you can't answer, don't panic. Just leave it blank, and you can raise it as a question in class. Okay? And we will start putting things together as a team, as a class together. Okay? Okay, thanks everybody. That's it for today. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye, Mr. Powell.
Bye.
Bye, Mr. Powell. Bye. 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 Bye.